In the corner of my mind stands a jukebox. It's playing all my favorite memories.
Cardi is playing the hits from my hometown of Kidott, Wisconsin. Right here, this is what you'll hear on every radio station within a 40-mile radius of the Chippewa Valley. Welcome back. It's the Maggie Dodd Show here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Cuskett filling in today. I am the sports director here at Civic Media, and we are spending some time, believe it or not, shockingly, with the sports director at the helm, talking some sports here on a topic that not just something that I'm selfishly invested in as a high school football coach myself, but something that I know that affects high school programs around the state. And I'm talking with Brian Kaminsky, who's the president of the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association, about this. Brian, we left off the last segment talking about, what goes into the formula for qualification. But one thing I was going to ask you about was how this came about, because this year we actually had a mistake in how teams were decided for the final playoff field, where there were two teams in and two teams out, where a tiebreaker was applied incorrectly. And that's on top of all the usual grumbling over seeding this year, exacerbated by the fact that, again, with the computer seeding, there's not a lot of appeal process to it. So I'm curious, that it was this proposal in the works before what happened with setting the playoff field, or is this something that really came to a head once this all kind of happened in October?
Yeah, it was in the works before that. We've always taken a look at things after every year and how could we make high school football better in the state of Wisconsin. So I know we've surveyed membership about all play in years past, and our membership was strongly against that, which, to be honest, I'm glad. I like the fact you got to win and to earn your way into the playoffs. That just makes the regular season mean that much more, and it makes it that much more special, and you can build upon things in that regard. So, but we've surveyed them. They've come back strongly against that. So we're trying to figure out ways to tweak it. Jesse Norris and Andy Lavoie at Edgewood had been doing some research about this Ohio model. So we kind of took what Ohio does and made it our own with some changes to how they do things and what we can do best to provide the highest quality of football playoffs here in the state of Wisconsin that we could. So, I think it gained a little bit more traction, to be honest with you, when there were a couple of those hiccups that came out. It opened people's eyes and maybe opened people's minds to, yes, maybe we can change this now. It's been a while that we've been going this way, but how can we make it better and improve it and being transparent, right? So hopefully we don't have those problems that happened this year. It was unfortunate that those two schools didn't get in, I'll give Ms. Hauser some credit. She went down to those schools and had a meeting with them in person. That wasn't an easy thing to do. We're all going to make mistakes, but it's how you handle those mistakes that are going to make who you are. And so I was pleased that she was able to go down there and talk to those people in person and take some questions and take the hard hits, because that's not an easy thing to do, right? I think that opened up people's eyes, and now we feel that iron's kind of hot to make some changes that could be positive. So I think that helped gain some traction, definitely.
Well, now that the survey is back and you had overwhelming support, is how I've been labeling this, 87.5, that's 7 out of every 8 coaches, literally. 7 out of 8, 350 of 400. So if you want more math for this program, there you go. It's fractions. My kids are learning about it right now in elementary school. So I'm on top of it today, Brian.
No better than I do, that's for sure.
Well, my kids are in third grade and they're already very much smarter than me. So I want to ask about this, though. Now that we have the survey in hand and we've got the support, what are the next steps to this now to get this through? I know that there's a process of review. There's committees and things. What are the next steps for this proposal?
Yeah, there's quite a few. So January 7th, our coaches advisory will go ahead and present this to the WIAA at that meeting, as far as a change that we'd like to see moving forward. And then ultimately, it's got to go to a couple levels of committees that they have. And then it officially goes, hopefully gets all the way up to the Board of Control in February, and the Board of Control can vote on it. So, there's different levels. But what we got to continue to do is continue to let people know how this is going to work, how it's going to benefit the high school student athletes in the state of Wisconsin. We got to keep promoting it. We got to keep talking about it. We got to now get in front of our ADs and superintendents, because they're ultimately going to be people that are going to be voting on it and expressing our desire for the change and why. And I think the big thing is let them know why. That helps people understand it. And we're passionate. We got a great great coaches association here in the state, and a lot of people are willing to work hard and are trying to make things as good as we can. So we got to continue doing that before it gets to those committees, and maybe get a hold of those people on those committees and you know, send the video. That's how we kind of did that video. Some people can read things and pick it up, and some people like to be able to hear things and talk through things. And so it's just going to continue to educate people about the whys and how it makes our association better.
I really appreciate all the insight and time into this because, again, selfishly as a high school assistant coach in the state, not a head coach, didn't get the vote on this, but I it was one of those things that I recognized right away as not only a prompt for change, but something that, again, in the interest of transparency, knowing where things are going, is something I personally can get very much behind. So I appreciate your insight and your work on this. Looking forward to seeing where it goes. This is a very interesting time in high school sports, as you know, being in it as well, in regards to the votes we've had in the past couple of years with things like NIL and shot clocks and all the other crazy things that happened. The high school sports world is definitely changing right now. And to see things like this, some level-headed approaches to some problems and some conflicts that we need to resolve, this is certainly refreshing to see. Thank you for your time and for explaining everything for us here.
Well, thank you guys for having me. Congratulations. Let's give you a plug. Assistant Coach of the Year. That's a heck of an honor, man. Very proud of you for doing that. Hey, you can smile about it, but that's special when other people in your conference can recognize people's desire and the work that they put in. That's special. So congratulations on that.
I don't know how many teams that go 0-9 get any coaching honors, but you know, we would definitely put forth an effort. So
absolutely.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time, and look forward to talking to you again down the road as we learn more about this proposal.
Anytime. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. Brian Kaminsky, president of the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association, head coach at Sun Prairie East High School as well, a longtime coach of the Cardinals there, joining us to talk about the high school football proposal that, again, changes qualifications and seating for the playoffs. We're going to talk we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk sports still. We're going to switch and talk both the Bucks and a book being written about them. We're going to talk to Jordan Tresky about a book being written about the Milwaukee Bucks, the vintage era Bucks, their first NBA championship. How was that team built, and how did it grow into becoming the Bucks that were very good for a long time, then very bad for a while, and then very good again recently when they won another NBA championship? We're going to talk to Jordan all about that. He's a podcaster as well, so he covers the team on a regular basis in addition to writing this book. We'll have Jordan Tresky on next. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media. It's playing on my favorite memories. One by one, they take me back to the days when you were mine. And I can't stop this jukebox in my mind.